Nolte, embattled CNA axes more than 100 jobs. By John Nolte on May 7, 2019. Far-left CNN announced Monday that more than 100 jobs have been axed at the ratings-challenged cable network. These job cuts are being spun by Brian Stelter, CNN's left-wing media reporter, who regularly spreads fake news and conspiracy theories, as no layoffs but rather voluntary buyouts throughout the organization, and about 100 people opted for it. The only problem with that spin is that buyouts are layoffs with some compensation attached. In other words, voluntary buyout is corporate speak for layoff. Generally, if buyouts aren't accepted by enough employees, layoffs follow. For all we know, CNN could have offered these 100-plus employees $1 just to call it a buyout. If CNN refuses to tell the truth about its own layoffs, about something so obvious, you can only imagine the lies CNN is willing to tell about things that actually matter. In worse news, Deadline reports, Emphasis added, that more than 100 seasoned workers at the cable news network lost their jobs, meaning veterans, old hands, those who have been around a while. Deadline also makes clear that these buyouts are layoffs because CNN's new parent company AT&T is looking to restructure and reduce debt. Deadline adds, Emphasis added, the buyouts are consistent with similar offerings at HBO and Turner and will see dozens of seasoned employees leave the news brand. So, it is only dozens at other divisions, but CNN got hit with more than 100. Also of interest is the news that some of CNN's broadcast operations have moved to Hudson Yards in Manhattan. Here's a Google map of that location, which once again proves CNN does not believe in global warming. If CNN truly believed sea levels are about to rise, why move right on the water? This is just more bad news for a cable channel that lost 25% of what had already been a minuscule audience after the Mueller report debunked the Russia collusion hoax, which dominated the basement-rated channel's programming for 2 years. In fact, ever since CNN chief Jeff Zucker took over, the last place channel has gotten every major story of the last 5-plus years completely wrong. The Trayvon Martin hoax. The hands up, don't shoot hoax. The Russia collusion hoax. The Brett Kavanaugh serial rapist hoax. The Covington High School boys hoax. Throughout the country, due to its bias and fake news, the one-time most trusted name in news is now widely seen as a joke. A national punchline, shorthand for everything that's gone wrong with the establishment media. On top of its biases, partisan delusions, big and small lies, and bizarre moments, for example wondering aloud if a passenger plane was swallowed by a black hole, CNN also has a dangerous edge. Throughout last month, CNN averaged only 767,000 primetime viewers, less than a third of the 2.4 million who tuned into Fox News. Nevertheless, even though fewer than 1 million people watch the fake news network, the cable TV game is rigged so that 90 million subsidize CNN. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.